From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Carolina Garibay, in for Brian Moline. It's Tuesday, July 27th. Coming up, some rural residents of Champaign County had their water contaminated by a gas leak in 2016, but they could eventually be hooked up to a nearby public water system. That story in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. The so-called Delta variant of COVID-19 keeps making inroads in Illinois. As Hannah Meisel reports, the more contagious COVID mutation has propelled positivity rates in some areas of the state to levels not seen since the first half of January.
If the state were still in phase 4 of Governor J.B. Pritzker's COVID reopening plan, Southern Illinois and the Metro East would have triggered mitigations over the weekend. But Pritzker's office says the governor isn't considering new mitigations now that Illinois is in phase 5 and vaccines are widely available. Pritzker late last week urged unvaccinated people to get their COVID shots.
These vaccines work to prevent serious illness. And we've seen that 99% of people who are dying in hospitals with COVID today in the state of Illinois are unvaccinated people.
It took more than 2 months to get the state's vaccination rate from 40% to 50% last week. And the number of shots given per day in Illinois has been flat for weeks. I'm Hannah Meisel.
The St. Louis region this week became one of the first places in the nation to reimpose a mask mandate to help stem the new wave of coronavirus infections. The mask mandate applies to everyone age 5 and older, even if they've gotten the COVID-19 vaccine. Sarah Fenton reports.
St. Louis Mayor Tishara Jones and County Executive Sam Page are implementing mask requirements as coronavirus cases begin to rise and the Delta variant of the virus sweeps Missouri. Jones says vaccination rates in the region are too low to keep the virus from spreading. She says that's particularly true in predominantly Black neighborhoods. She says the majority of new cases are among Black people in the region.
Even if you aren't concerned for yourself, think about the people in your life and in our region who need to be protected from this virus.
The federal government earlier this spring said people who had received the vaccine could refrain from wearing masks most of the time. But Jones and Page say the risk is so high in Missouri that the order is warranted. I'm Sarah Fenton, St. Louis Public Radio.
An Illinois congresswoman wants to defund universities that provide abortion medication to students. In 2023, California is set to become the first state to require student clinics on 34 university campuses to stock two drugs that can induce a miscarriage or abortion in the first 10 weeks of pregnancy. Illinois Representative Mary Miller represents the 15th Congressional District. She wants to revoke federal funding for those schools. But Dr. Jen Villavicencino of the American College of Obstetrician and Gynecologists says the abortion decision should be left to the patient.
It's not my job to decide what's best for people. It's, I believe very deeply that people have an expertise in their own lives and they are able to make the decision that makes most sense for them.
Villavicencino spoke on the 21st talk show on Monday. Since 1976, the Hyde Amendment has blocked federal funding for abortion services except to save a woman's life or in cases of incest or rape. A Northern Illinois couple is facing federal charges alleging they breached the U.S. Capitol during the January 6th insurrection. 71-year-old John Schubert and 61-year-old Amy Schubert of Crest Hill were charged in a criminal complaint filed in Washington with misdemeanor unlawful entry of government building and misdemeanor disorderly conduct. They appeared separately yesterday in U.S. District Court in Chicago. Magistrate Judge Gabriel Fuentes ordered the pair released on their own recognizance. Federal prosecutors say the Schuberts were identified in part by a plumber's and pipe fitter's local union jacket, which Amy Schubert was seen wearing in a video posted on social media. Still to come, in 2016, a gas leak contaminated some rural Champaign County residents' water. The gas leak was stopped, but some residents still don't have clean water. That story from Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows is next.
Food is at the center of our lives here in Illinois. All of us eat it, many of us grow it, some of us might be struggling to afford it. I'm Dana Cronin, Illinois Newsroom's agriculture reporter. I'm working to tell the stories that affect us all, from the food supply chain to food insecurity. Listen for my reports on AM 580 and FM 90.9, and look for my stories online at illinoisnewsroom.org.
This is 217 Today. I'm Carolina Garibay, in for Brian Moline. Relief is in sight for some rural residents of Champaign County whose well water was contaminated by a natural gas leak. They could eventually be hooked up to a nearby public water system. Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows reports.
One of these residents is Jody Eisenman. She's a busy person who spoke to me on the phone as she drove one of her kids home from camp. Jody, husband Derek, and their children live on a farm located between Muhammad and Fisher in northwest Champaign County. Jody's lived in the country all her life, depending on water from her own well instead of what she calls city water. At least she did until the gas leak.
It just looked like Sprite. You could see the bubbles, the gas just bubbling off of it.
The leak into the Eisenman family's water well came from one of the gas wells at Man Love Field Natural Gas Storage Facility. Chicago area utility Peoples Gas uses the site to store piped-in natural gas in porous sedimentary rock, thousands of feet below the Muhammad Aquifer, which supplies water to the Eisenman's well. Peoples Gas discovered and stopped the gas leak in late 2016, but Jody Eisenman says the gas that did leak out is still in wells at her property and those of her neighbors.
It stains our showers, it stains our toilets, it's different color. So yeah, that's our daily, every day with methane gas in your water. It's just constantly something you're dealing with.
The Eisenmans have been using bottled water and a gas water separator for practically all of their water needs ever since the gas leak was detected more than 4 years ago. Jody Eisenman says that's because the leaked gas is still in the aquifer, and permanently removing it is a slow process at best. So Eisenman and other affected residents have been looking at another option, hooking up to city water, in this case, the Muhammad-based Sangamon Valley Public Water District, where Kerry Gifford is the general manager. He says since they don't have a property tax, residents would only pay for Sangamon Valley water if they use it.
We're not going to force anyone to hook up. I mean, we will run legally to where we can with a service line. I think we're going to be pretty popular with wanting to go up there because some of those people, I don't know if they have any home value left after what's happened.
Gifford says it could cost up to $10 million for the Sangamon Valley Water District to extend a new water line up Illinois Route 47 to reach the 100 or so residents who were or may be affected by the gas leak. Maybe because the leaked gas that is trapped in the aquifer is capable of migrating. That's a point made by attorney Matt Duco with the Spiros Law Firm. They're representing the Eisenmans and 13 other households in a civil lawsuit against Peoples Gas over the leak.
And we have seen it move, and some people who thought they were lucky and didn't have water on their property contaminated learn, several years later that it is.
Governor Pritzker signed legislation in June that puts the Eisenmans and other residents affected by the gas leak within the Sangamon Valley Public Water District. And last year's capital appropriations bill authorized more than $3 million for the water district to use on the first phase of their water line extension. State Senator Chapin Rose, who represents the area, says his district could have used that money on other things.
Except it had to go get spent on this one because it's important. But it's this one that should be paid for by Peoples Gas. It's just ridiculous. This is not the taxpayers to clean up.
Peoples Gas does not accept liability. The company has long maintained that methane levels in private wells above Man Love Field do not pose a health concern, citing state public health officials. But company spokesman Brendan Conway says they continue to provide gas water separators to concerned residents like the Eisenmans. They're also providing bottled water and, when requested, methane gas monitoring devices under an agreed order worked out by the state attorney general. Meanwhile, Kerry Gifford with the Sangamon Valley Public Water District says the first portion of new water lines to serve the affected properties could be installed in late fall or winter. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Newsroom.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says sunny skies with a high of 89 degrees. That's it for today. Reporting today contributed by Hannah Meisel, Sarah Fenton, Reginald Hardwick, and Jim Meadows. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Carolina Garibay. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again.